Iran's intelligence ministry is claiming to have broken up a cell of Kurdish terrorists with alleged links to the British spy agency. Iranian TV says four Kurds responsible for a number of assassinations inside Iran since 2008 are under arrest. Tehran's press TV said the four confessed to be working on orders from Jalil Fatahi, a Kurdish militant believed to be living in the United Kingdom. Iranian officials said Britain not only has funded terrorist groups, but it also is spying inside Iran. The British Foreign Office said the charge of supporting terrorism was part of a long line of slurs against Britain. A British government statement said the charges are just the latest in a long line of baseless Iranian allegations. It added that Britain does not support or encourage terrorist activity in Iran or anywhere else in the world. Iran's intelligence ministry says the four under arrest belong to the Kurdish rebel group Kumallah. One of the men, identified as Bakhtiar Momari, claims to have received weapons from a Kumallah representative in Iraqi Kurdistan to carry out the assassinations. Looking haggard and speaking softly, Momari complained that he was being turned into a scapegoat.
من که گناه کردم دارم کتابان پس میدم. اونا چی؟ تنها من اومدم ازارو بودم.
He insists that he is not the only guilty party and he is being forced to shoulder the blame for others outside the country who should also be punished. Political science teacher Hushang Hassanyari of Canada's Royal Military College says Iran's military establishment is blaming Britain because it is Tehran's standard practice to finger outside forces and outside enemies for everything bad that goes on inside the country. University of Birmingham professor Scott Lucas, who writes about Iran in the popular blog Enduring America, says he thinks Iran is deliberately targeting Britain rather than the United States due to approaching nuclear talks.
They're on the verge of resumption of nuclear talks with the U.S. and with other countries, including Britain, but with the U.S. But beyond the headlines of the propaganda and the heated rhetoric, there's actually a more pragmatic undercurrent today which points to Iran edging toward discussions with Washington, who, it should be noted, in what had been the big story up until this morning, has designated the Baluch insurgent group Gundala as a terrorist organization, a step that Iran had been pushing for many months.
Announcement of the arrest came amid government-organized celebrations to mark the 31st anniversary of the student takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. Iranian TV showed demonstrators chanting death to America in front of the old U.S. Embassy compound. Despite the anti-U.S. chants, protesters did not appear to burn U.S. flags this year in what observers say could be a rare nod of approval to Washington for adding an Iranian militant group to its terrorist list. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman welcomed the U.S. decision to label the Sunni Baluch rebel group Jundala a terrorist organization. The spokesman said fighting terrorism is a general responsibility of all nations, and the U.S. move is the right decision. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.